Telling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zemke.
A nice bit of ASMR on BFM.
Shh. Hi, Kirsten.
Good morning.
How are you? I'm already kind of getting the ick, I have to say.
I know, it's such a weird thing, so I've been looking into it. And also, who knew there was ASMR music?
Yes.
Not me.
Not I, no.
Now, some people are doing it on purpose now, because did you know ASMR was only discovered in 2007?
It's very recent.
It is quite a modern phenomenon.
Yeah, I mean, obviously people knew about it, and I'm going to play some older songs that I think make me tingle.
That vibe. What does ASMR mean, Kirsten?
Okay, wait, I wrote it down. Automatic sensory meridian response. And it's when triggering audio and or visual stimuli,
true,
which I hadn't realized, gives you a tingling sensation across the scalp or the neck. Low-grade euphoria. Positive feelings.
Low grade.
Just low grade. None of this high grade.
Bottom of the shelf.
Some people think it arouses them sexually.
Ooh.
And
you can keep that one to yourself this morning, folks.
Yeah,
we don't want to hear about it. It's too early for that.
People swear it cures insomnia, chronic pain, depression.
The insomnia one is a big one. It's the one that I sort of feel like it's what it's most known for. Is it's supposed to be relaxing and sends you off to sleep kind of thing. And some people find it completely opposite, freaks them out.
Yeah, me too. I don't find it. So apparently, I was reading something. They said music is emotionally arousing, whereas ASMR, people swear, is about calmness, safety, and comfort. I don't feel that.
I'm feeling very threatened by ASMR,
so they say it's like bugs crawling on the skin, which I guess if you think about what you should normally feel would just be bugs crawling on the skin, but you get more than that.
Ooh.
And apparently they can't explain it.
They can't explain it.
Not like nerve-wise, not physiologically.
True. I mean, it's a feeling. I know the feeling that, like, you know, the tingly thing. I think we should hit the first song because some people might be going, what? How does this fit into music? So far, no tingles.
I heard it's got a little
spot there we go.
For you. It's gonna come. How's your skin? Gonna
come. I mean, it's a little bit too intimate for me.
I think normally you don't share ASMR with like thousands of people on the radio, so.
No.
The traffic's gonna stop as everyone's like.
So this is Twigs. This is FKA Twigs. And this is a great song. But I haven't even thought about it as ASMR music.
Well,
just
so
whispering.
When I was looking for a list, yeah, it was anything with whispering, and I was going, oh, so some people find whispering
is a trigger.
ASMR-ish.
ASMR.
But apparently things with clicks, some ambient music with waves crashing. So apparently people feel different. There's different triggers for people. Now, here's a weird thing. Some people like just watching people cooking or cleaning, watching people do hair.
Oh, yeah. I mean, getting your hair done's quite relaxing, isn't it?
I don't know. Oh, chewing gum?
No. Not for me, thanks. That's one of those things. If I can hear someone chewing gum, I'm ready to throw hands. It's just gross.
And apparently the sort of people really account Billie Eilish as sort of starting this off.
In the music space.
Yeah.
She does use a lot of, like, that type of sound, I guess. Whispering, clicks, all that stuff.
And
she's
I wonder
a child
if she
of
did
the
it.
Internet
yeah.
as well, so, you know.
I wonder if it's conscious. So, yeah, so ASMR is huge on YouTube, like millions and millions of videos, and then that's not even counting the listeners.
I think it's kind of impossible to be on the internet now and not have come across it in some capacity, because it's kind of everywhere.
I watched this interesting one time where it was, like, ice cubes, and it was ice cubes like clunking together. It was quite cool.
Did
cool.
it?
Hey,
yeah.
It's got you feeling like you found deep down, rolling on your back.
I mean, I feel like this is kind of an interesting one to start with for the songs because this song is supposed to make you feel kind of uncomfortable and like intimate and weird, but I don't think ASMR is generally supposed to make people feel uncomfortable. That's not the remit of it.
It all makes me feel uncomfortable.
But I don't think that's what they're intending to do. They're not trying to freak
you out. Millions and millions of people would beg to differ, but then millions would probably agree with you.
Yeah. It seems to be one of those things where you, like, don't have, you know, because there's no, like, oh, it's this thing that it's doing to your nerves or whatever.
It's not, apparently.
There's no, like, necessarily scientific explanation for it. It's all still a bit up for debate, but everyone does seem to have a very strong position on it. It's either like, oh yeah, that thing gives me tingles, or like, ugh, no, it gives me the like opposite, the ick kind of feel about it.
Because I've even read stuff
definitely
people
doing
like,
something.
They believe that some people have it and then some people don't.
Like the sort of like soapy thing when you eat coriander.
Maybe, yeah. So some people can hear the whispering and not get tingles, and some people would hear it and feel relaxed. Because I'm like with you, some people hear it and you feel like, bet it's
yeah.
It's the tingling is a signal of not relaxing.
This is a deep cut from Twigs. It's been a minute since I've listened to this EP. Weak Spot is the name of the track, but we're going backwards in time now, Kirsten. Where are we heading here?
This is an old De La Soul track from 1988, and it's hilarious because they're just putting each other down in the band, and it's all whispering. I think it sounds like they were just goofing in the studio and made it a track.
Yeah.
Principal needs a haircut.
Paul needs a haircut.
Mace needs a haircut.
Is it like the consonants of a word that are meant to do it? The sort of
maybe
like
it
harder
does,
sound.
Maybe that's what does it for you.
Well, maybe.
It's a haircut. Yeah, because haircut's good.
I might regret saying this, but any songs out there give you the tingles, folks? You can text us at 5395.
I'm going to need another coffee. This is a lot for me right now.
So these guys are known for being sort of a jazzy, more alternative hip-hop. So you think about 1988, hip-hop was kind of peppy and shouty and clubby. And so these guys were way ahead of their time. So he's got dandruff.
Big fat dandruff.
Everybody in the world, you have dandruff.
This is, someone's made a good point. It's like a massage. It can be absolutely as far from being sexualized as possible, or there is that world of it as well. So it's kind of, you know, a neutral tool. That's how you use it.
Scrub.
A tutral newel.
A tutral newel, exactly. That was De La Soul with Can You Keep a Secret? Such a crack-up track. I haven't listened to that for a long, long time. And the last one is interesting because this is not a whispered song necessarily. What have we got here?
See how you tingle.
The look of love is in
the gyro, that
your eyes.
Yeah, that sound.
Yeah.
De La Soul tingles, someone says. What about Burial with all that crackling? Yeah, Burial's got a bit of an ASMR vibe there.
Yeah, there was more, but they would like either have it like only in the intro or only at the outro or something.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, the other one I had, I think, was like 10cc, I'm Not in Love. It's an old song, but it's just got like, I don't know, whatever frequency it's at. Sort of synths.
White noisy sound.
Janelle Monáe's Pink. It's got a lot of clicks.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry, everyone. Someone says there's probably a few spooky, whispery, Massive Attack and Tricky songs that would be a precursor for this.
Oh, what about that Cure song that has lots of whispers in it? Yeah. Is it Spider?
Yeah, The Cure had a couple of tracks in these people's list.
So I'm interested because basically what we've got here is a list of music that people are like, oh, I get the ASMR tingles from. But do people make ASMR music?
They're trying to now.
Wow.
Especially like, you know, you get the classical sort of super creative composers trying to do it. And then obviously some sort of like YouTubers.
Yeah.
But I don't know if anyone's been super, besides Billie Eilish, whether that was intentional or not. Now, Dusty, I don't know. I don't think she invented it, but a lot of things talked about her eye makeup that she was responsible for the panda eye.
We love Dusty. The beehive, the panda eye, the general energy. She's awesome.
You know, being a lesbian and having to hide it.
Yeah, totally.
The only sort of woman artist in the whole Brit invasion thing.
Yes. A pioneer.
Yeah, that voice is definitely not your usual singing.
It's breathy.
Yeah.
Elliot Smith. Elliot Smith layering his singing is sort of on the cusp of this. Someone said Frank Zappa, ASMR whispering on Joe's garage. It's okay. That, whatever does it for you.
Well, some of the other lists said Janet Jackson, which normally I thought the breathy voice was just a sign of sort of not being a great singer, but maybe some people were getting tingles.
Love Janet. I'm feeling very relaxed now, but that might just be the song as well.
Yeah, it could be the saxophone.
The Look of Love by Dusty Springfield.
Remember those head things with the spikes that look like a big spider or octopus and you put down on your head?
Oh, the like head massager things. Oh, yeah.
Those.
No good if you've got long hair, though.
Woo.
Yeah, that's nice. It's like having a little egg cracked on your head.
Yes. Yeah, people playing with your skin.
I think people are into it on the text machine generally. We haven't had anyone be like, this is making me feel very weird. Someone says, Sella, is it Sella or S-E-L-A from the Bay Area uses degraded sound, aka like YouTube type stuff, in his early footwork tracks to get this effect. It's very relaxing. I love the idea of a relaxing footwork song. That's mean.
Well, hopefully we've cured people's chronic pain and depression this morning.
Yeah, all in a mere 20 minutes.
through the airwaves. It's definitely a weird and wild world to get stuck into. If you're like, I've never heard of ASMR, have a Google this afternoon.
Oh, deep dive rabbit hole.
It is a rabbit hole, for sure. Thank you, Kirsten. Where are we going next week?
Okay, we're going weird. Unexpected collabs.
Okay, cool. I'm into that. We'll see you then.
That was Travelling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zimpke.